Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Carolyn in West Philly. CLO Carolyn writes, I got a fraud alert on my Amex card after my son decided to buy his girlfriend a tennis bracelet for Mother's Day. He is only 23 years old, and he is not the father of her child. All I got was a card. Should I make my son return the bracelet? Ooh, come on.
Wow.
Well, you should make him pay for it. You should make him pay for it. You know, he can't get the bracelet back from the girl. See, what you're trying to do now is humiliate the boy and humiliate the girl, because you don't think the girl good enough for your son, because you talking about it ain't your child. Now, you raised the boy to be respectful of women. Then when he shows some respect towards a woman, now you want him to unrespect her. No, that's not how it works. Make him be the man he's supposed to be and make him pay for the tennis bracelet. That's the key to this. You cannot make this boy go back in here and get this bracelet from this girl. Mm-mm. Do you know all the levels that that's going to take? And it's really because you don't like the girl. She ain't even mentioned how much your tennis bracelet was, yeah. How he going to pay her back, how he ran.
Yeah, he didn't do any of that.
He ain't right. The father of the baby.
Please,
that's
bro.
What she mad at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he should have asked his mom.
Yeah.
You don't just
do
take
that. Something.
And he only bought his mom a card. That's the crazy part.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't even hear that part.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he only bought his mom a card.
He need his butt whooped.
Ow.
Now you change your answer.
Yeah, you stupid now. You dumb as a doughnut. You ain't get your mama nothing.
Not
oh,
a
no,
card.
You straight in with her card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd have been better off buying your mama that tennis bracelet and giving that girl the card.
Yeah, that's mama's point. That part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know he didn't get his mama nothing.
Yeah,
oh,
he only got his mama card. Yeah. All right. Moving on to Rhonda in Detroit. Rhonda says, I told my husband some juicy gossip about a coworker. He knows more about her business than I do. He told me that I should tell her that the streets are talking. If it were me, I would want to know, but we're not close friends. Should I tell her?
Well, I think your bigger problem is how your husband know the streets is talking.
Uh-huh. How does he know so much? How does
and
he know
no,
the tea?
Stay out of it. It's gossip.
Yeah.
I just think it's gossip. Stay out of it. What's the problem? Mind your business. What happened to that?
I don't know. It seems to be a lost art these days.
Oh, no. Mind your business. Right. That ain't your business.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's really not.
Man.
Yeah. It's really not.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to Yvette in Monroe. Yvette writes, my boyfriend of 2 years recently broke things off with me by text message. He told me he was not happy. I want to know why, but he won't return my calls or text messages. Why won't he tell me why he was unhappy so I can move on?
Because men don't do closure. How many times do I have to say this? So I can move on. You best to find a way to move on without it. He texted you. Now, that was trifling, admit it. But he told you he wasn't happy. He's done. He don't return your calls. Now, you need a phone call to move on. I suggest you move on without the phone call.
She's never going to get it.
Because if that's what you're waiting on, you ain't going to be able to move on.
Yeah, and the...
Now, if you'd like for me to personally help you with this, I will.
How?
I don't like you. This is what he's saying to
you. That's what he's saying, yeah.
I don't care for you.
Wow.
You are so offensive to me, I don't even want to discuss anything with you. I want all contacts cut off. That's how repulsive you are to me. And I don't ever want to even hear your voice again.
Woo!
Okay.
Ooh, if you don't need to move on from
whatever
that.
Whatever you need.
Yes.
Do you need any more help to move on?
Run.
Girl.
Don't walk. Run away.
Mm-hmm. Be grateful he broke up with you. Yeah. He's like that.
Ooh. Wow. All right. Paris in New Rochelle, last one, Steve, says my 10-year-old wanted an above-ground pool, so my boyfriend bought her one. I told my daughter it was a gift from me, but her dad knows I couldn't afford it. He said that my boyfriend is doing way too much. Why is he so mad about a pool?
Well, it's the male ego. What the real problem is, the daddy can't afford the pool either.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the real problem. And now your boyfriend came in playing Disney dad.
Showing him up.
You know. He wasn't there for all of the raising part of it, but he is there for the I want her to like me part and let me just shower her with gifts. Well, two good things is happening. He is treating your daughter right. But secondly, your ex-husband is a bit put off because he's doing too much. Well, you know.
For his daughter.
Taking care of the girl. I know that's a lot, but he bought her the pool. That's what she wanted. You ain't had the money for it. Your ex-husband ain't had the money for it. Gigolo Jack had the money for the pool.
So, Steve, would you be mad in that instance if it were your daughter and your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, I have an attitude, too.
Well, at least everybody going to learn.
Because that's the male ego.
Wait a minute. Did you hear your nephew at the bright side? What is it?
What did you say?
I mean, at least everybody going to learn how to swim. We're going to get something out of here.
Memorial Day around the corner.
Yeah. Get your legs.
Well, at least the baby's happy. The 10-year-old is happy.
I know the pool ain't leaving. I know that.
Marco, Polo.
I'm standing out in the backyard with my chest out with my Weber grill with the wheels on the pool up next to it. Yeah. Well, how y'all doing over there? Y'all ain't got no pool? Well, hey, I get phone calls. Hey, man, what you doing? Oh, we just out here splashing.
Right. Well, there you go. Well,
So the husband, the ex-husband is mad.
Yeah, the ex-husband, he gonna be mad because he getting showed up. The male ego is in it now. But let the girl enjoy the swimming pool she got.
She's happy. Right.
All right. Hey, male,
we're not taking
no.
Thank you, CLO. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.